Broken Bulbs is a proud member of the Create Fine and is produced by Mecco Radio.
After looking for about 2 years for a job that would not take me out of the home for as long, like a part-time job or a, say 3 days a week or shorter days, it was actually really tricky and it was really hard to even get your foot in the door anywhere because most of the jobs were either full-time or they needed current experience, neither of which I had or wanted.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders. You need to keep it real. Today, I am joined once again by Billy McLean. Billy is the author of Little Ideas, Big Business, the 5-step formula to turn your ideas into a business. She was also formerly a guest on Broken Bulbs on episode 51, so go back and check that out. And she has a great Instagram page, Ideas with Billy, where she walks people through ideas and helps them, turn their little ideas into a big business. But she also struggled to re-enter the workforce after a hiatus for her children. That's coming up after the break. Real quick request before we get into today's show. If you could go and leave us a kindly or, hurtful review wherever you listen to your podcasts, that would be amazing. And if your podcatcher doesn't allow you to do that, you can click the first link in the show notes. It'll take you right to Podchaser, which is like an IMDb for podcasts. You can drop us a review there. Let us know what you think. We'd love to hear about it. It helps people find us and it makes us feel warm and fuzzy. Enjoy the show. Billy McLean, ready to talk about another one of your broken bulbs?
Sure am.
Okay, perfect. So this one is you struggling to get back into the workforce after taking some time out as a mother. Tell us about this experience. This is something that a lot of people have been through, so I'm sure a lot of listeners can relate. What was your personal experience with this leading up to leaving and then eventually trying to come back in?
Yeah, so I am a photovoltaic engineer by trade, I guess you would say, which is a solar power engineer. So I had done a uni degree. I had also got certificates in teaching. I randomly have my certificate in fitness as well, so I can do group classes, all sorts of things. So I had a number of qualifications and I was quite successful in my job. I was one of the top trainers in Australia in my field. And so I found myself like I loved my work. I was traveling. I was being asked to speak at places. People would specifically request for me to come and do the training for them through the company I was working for. And I had a pretty it was pretty nice. I got to travel a lot, which in one sense I loved. And then I got married, and the first year of marriage I was away for 110 nights. Not entirely ideal for forging a new relationship and getting used to, living with somebody, a new person. As I said, I really enjoyed my work. I loved training people. I loved speaking with people. And I did kind of enjoy the travel. There's perks with business travel, and I didn't have to cook dinner. I got to stay in hotels and watch random TV. All of the amazing perks that come with business travel. But then we had our two daughters. They're about 2 years apart, and when they came along, I realized that being away that much, it wasn't where I wanted to head with my work, and it wasn't going to suit having young kids at home. And so I quit my job. When I fell pregnant with our first, my thought at that stage was, I'll just quit. And when the kids are a bit older, I'll go back.
And how long did you end up being, quote unquote, out of the workforce?
It was about 4 or 5 years. I did do some part-time work in network marketing and bits and pieces like that. But in terms of professional work, I wanted to not go back to a job where I had to work 9 to 5 plus the commute, which at that stage for us was about an hour and a half each way. It was about 4 years or so before I then kind of decided that I'd like to go back and do a little bit more, maybe actually 5 years. Yeah, somewhere around then.
And so then being out of it for 5 years, what happened when you tried to get back in?
When I tried to go get a job, one thing I realized is that my knowledge of technology, my knowledge of standards needed a big refresh. And I couldn't go back into the, I couldn't step back into the place that I was. I really had to start from the ground up again. And I kind of wasn't prepared to do that. It might sound a little bit snobbish, but I didn't want to go back and start back from the beginning and take the same steps I'd taken for 10 years to get back to where I was. And so after looking for about 2 years for a job that would not take me out of the home for as long, like a part-time job or a, say 3 days a week or shorter days, it was actually really tricky and it was really hard to even get your foot in the door anywhere because most of the jobs were either full-time or they needed current experience, neither of which I had or wanted. And so after a look, literally looking for a job that would fit my requirements as a mum with young kids and knowing what I did want, I realized I was kind of getting, I actually felt unemployable. I believe I set the bar where it needed to be for me, which was part-time, flexibility with the girls, and something that I enjoyed doing. And when I couldn't find that, I actually found a mentor and a coach in 2020 who basically said, hey, if no one else is going to give you what you want, make it yourself. So in 2020, I decided that that's what I was going to do, that I would have my success the way I wanted it to be and do it my way and create my own business instead of working for somebody else.
That's awesome. I love, you know, that mentality of fine, I'll do it myself then, right? The whole Thanos standing up and slipping on the Infinity Gauntlet, right? And moving on with your life and making it your life and your plan, how you like to do it. And so now, how are you taking this lesson and continuing to apply it to just kind of your behavior as you move forward?
Yeah, so I think it's really important to remember that other people will tell you what success is and other people will tell you what you're supposed to do. And that is their opinion from their perspective and their advice. And I'm not saying don't take advice from nobody. but just remember, it is advice and you can take it, you can leave it, and you need to put it through your own filter and you need to make sure that that advice and that opinion and that perspective about what you should be doing is coming from someone other than you and they don't know you fully. So if someone is saying to you, you need to, you need to go to university to get the great job to do this, to do that, that is a path for you. Make sure you find your own, make it your own. And I'm not saying don't go to university. If you love studying, if you love learning, that's a great place to do it. But make sure at the end of it, what are you actually hoping for? What do you want to get out of your life? And make sure that path that you carve is your own and not what someone else has drawn out for you.
I love that. And I think it's fantastic, that idea of taking advice from people with the perspective and understanding that they're giving advice based on what they see and based on their own experience, whereas you have more of the answers and stuff in your own head. At the end of every episode, I like to have the guest brag a little bit. I like to hear what's working for you now and where can we find you?
Yeah, so now I have an international coaching business and I help people find their own paths, specifically in the area around business, and making those businesses work into their own lifestyle. So you don't want to create a business that then, you know, ties you down to hours you don't want to work or that it interrupts all of the other stuff you want to do in life. The reason that I created my own business is so that I can fit that in with everything else that I value in life. So I wrote a book called Little Ideas, Big Business, the 5-step formula to turn your ideas into business. And that goes through a process, and it's got a workbook that goes along with it that helps you create a business and just think about that process that is making sure that you are following your own path. You can follow me on Instagram at Ideas with Billy and find me on Facebook as well.
Fantastic. And I love that you've included a workbook with the book, because I think so often we consume content and say, yeah, that was cool. And I think, you know, making us actually learn something from it and take something from it is huge. I love that. So with that, I just want to say thank you once again for joining me.
No worries. It's been a pleasure.
And thank you for listening. That was another great lesson in doing it yourself. Look at your skill set and consider where you might be able to bring value to people. That's what I've done with podcasting. That's what Billy's done with coaching. And that's what so many other people have done with their talents. Special thank you to Billy for joining me and being willing to talk about her broken bulbs. Be sure to check out her work, especially her book, Little Ideas, Big Business, which I've linked down in the show notes. You can also leave us a review using the first link in the show notes. It helps people find us, and it makes me feel warm and fuzzy inside. Oh, and I guess it tells us how we're doing, which is helpful as well. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Fine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.